This minister never fails to let us down because he's talking through his hat again. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when he goes off script because our pre-budget submission did not include the tax increase that you plan on Sunday for one-third of households right across the state who use home heating oil. Our pre-budget submission did not include the additional taxes on petrol and diesel that you plan in October that will push up the cost again of motorists. And that's the reality, Minister, because that's what you're planning to do. This is what these votes are about tonight. There are options here for people in this House to stop speaking out of both sides of their mouth, pretending that they are concerned about people out there who are suffering because of the cost of living crisis, while at the same time not just coming in here and doing no damage, but doing further damage to people in my community, two-thirds of them who use home heating oil to heat their homes, and your plan is to increase it further. That's the reality and that's the facts. And I would invite you, if you want to dispute that, to say differently. I do welcome the opportunity to speak on these financial resolutions today, and the resolutions come on foot of measures announced by the government with respect to rising energy costs on April the 13th. The resolutions, this evening's debate and the votes that will come later concern the rising cost of living, the fall in household incomes that is causing huge anxiety right across this state in every single community. From the outset, I want to acknowledge that the illegal war in Ukraine has contributed toward the high levels of inflation that we're experiencing. And furthermore, I wish to acknowledge that every person can't be insulated from every price increase. But I and my colleagues in Sinn Féin are well aware of the realities. But we must also acknowledge that households are dealing with high inflation as far back as last year and at the beginning of this year, before the war in Ukraine. We must also acknowledge that where the government can do more to protect workers and families, it has a duty to do that. And so they should. Sinn Féin has been consistent about a comprehensive package of measures that are needed through an emergency budget to support households, to support workers, to support families. We've been consistent in the measures we have called on the government to implement. And it should be noted that the government announced the measures provided in this measure here today after the Finance Minister ruled out any further measures until October. Now, that claim down is welcome. But what matters really is the measures themselves. The fact that the government haven't got to grip with the cost of living crisis, that is a fact. They've lost control. Workers and families know it. They feel it in their pockets. They see it in their monthly bills. And the measures provided here within these financial resolutions with a stated purpose to offset increases in carbon tax. Now, it's worth reflecting on how absurd that policy is. Just what it actually means. We have the highest levels of inflation, the highest price rises in decades. And instead of introducing measures to respond to inflation and the price rises, what the government are doing here tonight and asking us to vote on is a series of measures that respond to their own tax increases. You couldn't get more out of touch than what the government is talking about today. Sinn Féin have a solution that is quite straightforward, Minister. What about this? Instead of offsetting the carbon tax hikes that you are planning next week, do not increase carbon tax and instead introduce a suite of measures that actually responds to inflation. That's what families and workers need. Now, I want to turn to the attention of what is absent from these resolutions, which Sinn Féin have tabled amendments to. The first financial resolution pertains to VAT as it applies to gas and electricity use for domestic use. Now, this resolution secures a VAT reduction of 4.5% from 13.5% to 9% until the end of October. And while I welcome that some action has been taken belatedly in relation to VAT, which will provide relief to households, it would be remiss of me not to remind the Minister and Government and this Dáil that Sinn Féin have been calling for the Government to engage with the Commission to secure a VAT reduction on domestic energy bills as far back as November of last year, 6 months ago. Those calls were met with derision. Those calls were met from opposition, from the Taoiseach and other members of government, including the minister sitting across the floor here. Predictably, the government changed tack and adopted my party's position, but they did so far too slow. And I was disappointed to learn that the government only began formal communications with the Commission to reduce VAT on domestic energy bills in March of this year, 4 months after my party called for action to be taken. And I would note that VAT reductions provided for in this financial resolution do not arise from those engagements that happened in March, but from changes to the VAT directive right across Europe, which took place in December of last year, something that the Minister mentioned in his opening contribution. It is disappointing, and indeed it's unacceptable, that in their communication with the Commission, the Government didn't seek flexibility or for a VAT reduction in home heating oil, at a time when those who use it have seen its cost more than double in the past year. So Sinn Féin's Amendments 1 to 3 would provide for a VAT reduction on home heating oil pending communication with the Commission, because that's what a real government does. A real government says our people are under pressure, we need government, the Commission to act. You go in and you negotiate, you didn't even ask for permission. And that's how disgraceful and how out of touch this government is. So I'd ask that the government accept this amendment and get to work, resume talks with the Commission and try and secure flexibility with respect to VAT on home heating oil and reduce it accordingly. I believe that households who are struggling with home heating oil deserve a government that cares. Workers and families are under massive financial strain, whether it's the cost of renting, the price of childcare, soaring energy and rising food prices. For those who, due to lack of public transport initiatives or alternatives, rely on their car to get to work, visit the family, pick up their children or carry out caring duties, transport costs are high, with petrol prices up 35% in the last year, diesel prices up by 46%. While legislation currently progressing through the Dáil provides for excise duty reductions on petrol and diesel, there is scope for further reduction under the excise directive. Reducing the price of petrol by 13 cent per litre, the Minister didn't say it couldn't be done, and diesel by 9%, he said that can only be done with the suspension of the diesel rebate scheme, which should happen because hauliers still get the benefit of it, plus more, but every single other person gets the benefit of the 9 cent reduction. So Amendment 1 and 2 of the Financial Resolution No. 2 submitted on behalf of Sinn Féin do exactly that. Reduce petrol by 13% or 13 cent per litre and reduce diesel by 9 cent per litre, which would also be applicable to the hauliers. Again, I ask that the government accept these amendments to provide, although modest, relief to hard-pressed households at this time. Now, the single largest increase experienced by households in the last year is home heating oil. It's gone up by 127% in the last 12 months. That's more than double. It cost in March €1,700 to fill your tank with home heating oil. And simply many households right across the state can't afford this. They've been struggling to deal with it, and it's fair to say they've been forgotten by this government. More than a third of households across the state use home heating oil as their main heating fuel. But in counties such as Donegal, it's two-thirds. And these households receive no relief. There's no VAT reductions, there's no excise reductions. Indeed, the only thing government are giving them is a price rise. Now, there is a big, deep regional inequality in this regard. 69% of households in Dublin use gas as their main heating source. Only 4% of households in the border counties do so. While 8% of households in Dublin use oil as their main heating source, 66% of households in border counties do. Yet no levy, no reduction on tax, VAT, excise on home heating oil has been reduced. Indeed, the government are putting the prices up. So the question has to be asked, what does this government have against households who are heating their home with home heating oil? Because many families are facing difficult choices, choices they should never ever have to make, and that is between heating and eating. And that's the reality. So the government could reduce and can reduce the cost of home heating oil effectively from Sunday by supporting my amendment. This is the time to put your money where your mouth is. This is the time to walk the walk and stop telling your constituents that you have their interests at heart when in fact you can actually do something about it, but you plan to do the opposite. Instead, the government plans to increase the price of carbon, or the price in May, through a further carbon tax increase. Last month, government ministers, TDs and senators spread disinformation, misled the Dáil, claiming there was no excise duty on home heating oil. Fake news and spread to distract the public from the government's inaction. There is excise duty on home heating oil, and we can reduce it this Sunday. but only if the government and TDs and in this Dáil support the Sinn Féin amendment. If they don't, what's going to happen? The price of home heating oil goes up on Sunday. That's the reality. A further carbon tax increase. So we've listened to government TDs attempt to justify their inaction through various comments made with respect to carbon tax. But government TDs and this minister should get real, because he did the same. In the past number of months, the government has reduced tax on petrol, diesel, gas, electricity, all processed from fossil fuels. To criticise Sinn Féin for calling for a temporary reduction in excise is the height of hypocrisy. The government claimed that such a reduction would deprive the government of the money that funds social welfare payments. It's simply dishonest. The taxpayer knows that there is no tax in this state that is hypothecated, despite the opening statement minister, which is absolutely misleading. And I'll finish with this. All taxes go towards the central fund, not specific measures or programmes. So this can be done. There is a choice here tonight.
Yeah,
increase
time,
home
Deputy,
heating oil or actually reduce it. Take the side of workers and families,
up, Deputy,
or
please.
Take the side of the government.
Thank you.